40 educators were nominated for the Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation Awards. The award is presented to educators who have served for a minimum of 15 years, displayed exceptional service in the teaching profession, and have shown evidence of community involvement, innovation, and creativity in service. Among the 40 nominees was 61-year-old Raymond Monroe, a man described as a committed motivator and people person. Mr. Monroe, who played on the soils of Grovetown, Manchester, answered to a father who called him Papa C and ate curried goat from the hands of his mother before he made his trek to Kingston. After attending Kingston College, Mr. Monroe stood at a crossroads, contemplating his next move.
When I left school, I went about getting into the Jamaica Constabulary. You know, for some reason, my mom said to me at the time, don't go into the police force, it's dangerous. And, you know, I listened to her.
Mr. Monroe moved on to the Michael University College, then the Michael Teachers College, where he studied to become a teacher. He later began his career at Calabar Primary and Junior High School in Kingston. The veteran educator spent 37 years teaching at the school, where he became known as Monroe by his colleagues and Mr. Monroe by his students. Though teaching was not his first choice and the feeling of giving up occasionally crossed his mind, Mr. Monroe says he persevered and developed distinct qualities he is known for today.
You have to be tolerant, and I think I have developed that skill of being a tolerant person, a patient person, a person who listens, and to try to be with the common man, to always have the common touch.
Mr. Monroe has served as Justice of the Peace for over 15 years, helped create employment for members of his community, and has received the Jamaica Teaching Council and Carlung Awards for long service in the field of education. Amidst his many responsibilities, Mr. Monroe also upholds his duties as a husband and father. One of his three children, Adeniki Monroe, describes her father as one who struck a delicate balance between his work and family life.
I've spent a lot of moments at work. I always joke that, you know, that I'm one of the founders of school because, you know, I've been here since birth. So whatever he's doing, he tries to not let it encroach on his family life.
Adeniki, who's also a teacher, says her father's career helped to shape her desire to become a teacher. Even Mr. Monroe's colleagues have been inspired by his dedication to service. Vice Principal of Calabar Junior High, Josette Leslie, says Mr. Monroe influenced her to further her education.
I now have a master's in educational leadership, and he was instrumental in getting me, even when it's during the rough time, because I have a family, to say, you know, you can do it, Mrs. Leslie, you can do it.
After nearly four decades of service, the stalwart educator still has aspirations and dreams he would like to see fulfilled.
I think it is now time for me to go and serve, like serve in the courts or serve, go, you know, visit the prisons or to see something to that effect. I'm hoping to see the day when every man, every woman, every child can read.
Raymond Monroe, educator extraordinaire, dedicated to service, dedicated to his people. I am Twyla Whelan. Thanks for listening.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here host yet?
No, they might do an next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to
no,
me, you know.
Man.
Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police compressure, man, you know.
No man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey gonna help them to get more up-to-date information. And then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convince me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, me nah bother run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.